Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 25 on September 1st, 2018. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Pandora Media, Newmont Mining, and Kinder Morgan, and then we discuss three new trades on Petro Brazil, Hartford Financial Services Group, and Cisco Systems. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at Eric, that's E-R-I-C, at theweeklyoption.com. And I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading you'll need in order to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com and click on the videos tab to watch those videos, or just visit our YouTube channel, The Weekly Option. Now, happy Labor Day to everyone. This upcoming Monday is Labor Day here in the U.S. This is the official end of summer, so we should see a pickup in market activity as people, you know, return from vacations and get back to work and really start focusing on end-of-year performance. Now, this past week, the markets finished higher once again, making it the third consecutive increase. In fact, 8 of the last 9 weeks were positive. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 174 points to end the week at 25,964 points. The S&P 500 index rose 26 points, finishing the week at 2,901 points. And this week, we have 75 public companies that will announce earnings during this short holiday week. There really aren't any major companies that I follow this upcoming week, so I'm just going to go ahead and move into our trade review from last week's trades. Now, our covered call was on Pandora Media, symbol P as in Paul. The stock at the time was trading for $8.07, and we looked at selling the September 8.5 call for 17 cents for a total max return of 7.43% over the next 4 weeks. While Pandora Media had a strong week, the stock finished $1.17 higher, which is significant on, you know, an $8 stock, ending the week at $9.24. The option we sold increased 86 cents. So if we were to close this trade out right now by buying back the call that we sold and then selling the stock we own, we would lock in 60 cents per share profit. Now, what's unique about this is the fact that our initial trade also hoped to lock in a total of 60 cents between the increase in the stock and the option premium that we were collecting to sell that option. That means that this trade made 7% return in 1 week. Since we can lock in our best outcome right now and not have this position open for another 3 weeks, I would definitely close the trade and prepare the capital for the next trade. So give yourself a pat on the back. Nice trade. 7% in a week is always, that's good living. Now, our second trade was the credit spread for Newmont Mining Company, symbol NEM, Nancy Edwards Mary. The stock at the time was trading for $32.03, and we looked at selling the September 32.33 call spread for 16 cents, with a maximum loss, of course, of 34 cents. Now, Newmont Mining stock fell a dollar this week, closing the week at $31.03. So our out-of-the-money call spread, which we sold, is worth less money this week. So we could lock in some profit if we like. Now, we sold the spread for 16 cents, and now the spread is worth 9 cents, leaving us with a 7 cents gain on the week, 7 actual cents gain. So if we were to sell more of the spread today, you could do so at 5 cents. Now remember, we sold it at 16 cents, so that's about 11 cents difference. So the current bid-ask spread for this trade is 5 cents bid at 9 cents offer or ask. Now, most traders would attempt to exit this trade at the midpoint of the spread, and halfway between 5 cents and 9 cents is 7 cents. And in some previous shows, I've mentioned, the term crossing the bid-ask spread, and I just wanted to take a moment to really show in an actual example what that means. Now, our standard rule is that you stay in a trade if it's working for you, and you only exit when it's approaching or beyond the break-even point. So I will stay in this trade for 3 more weeks to try and lock in the full profit of 16 cents. However, if you were to exit the trade to lock in, 7 cents or 9 cent gain, that's 50% of the premium that you collected. So I would totally understand. Our third spread last week was the debit spread on Kinder Morgan. So we looked at Kinder Morgan, symbol KMI, Keith Mary Isaac. Stock was trading for $17.97, and we looked at buying the September 17 half 18 call spread for 36 cents, giving us a maximum gain, of course, of 14 cents, or approximately 39% return on our invested capital in, of course, 4 weeks. Well, this week, Kinder Morgan fell 27 cents, ending the week at $17.70. We bought the 17 half 18 call spread last week. So because we own a call spread and the stock went lower, our call spread lost money. The spread is pricing at 23 cents right now, 13 cents lower than where I entered it. The pricing has also gone below the break-even point. The stock price has gone below. So we must do something on this trade. Now, I'm still a believer in this trade, but given that the break-even has been breached, we either need to exit this trade or make another trade to defend it. Now, the way to defend a long call spread is to either sell another call spread against it with higher strikes so that we collect more premium, which limits our total downside. You can also look to do other things on the put side. So if I buy a put spread with similar strikes, then I will have to spend more capital, increasing my maximum loss for the overall trade. When you buy an option or a spread, your maximum loss, of course, is the amount that you pay. However, if the market fell lower, the put spread would increase in value to offset the loss from the call spread that I take in. So I took a look at some put spreads, and I think you would still end up locking in, or I'd still end up locking in a higher loss. Right now, the 18-17 half put spread is offered at 27 cents, meaning you pay 45 cents for the 18 put, and you'd sell that 17 half put for 18 cents. Now, we paid 34 cents for the call spread of the same strikes last week. So all in, we would be paying 61 cents to make a maximum of 50 cents, right? It's a 50 cent spread, whether it's a put spread or a call spread, and only one of them is going to finish in the money. So that would be guaranteeing us an 11 cent loss. So the 61 cents, of course, is the combination of that 34 cents of the call spread and the 27 cents that we paid for the put spread. So this clearly won't work. We could sell a higher strike call spread, but the premiums are too low at this point for the month of September. And we could also look at selling a call spread in another month, but all that really does is drag the risk out for this trade even further into the future. So unfortunately, I actually am closing this trade. I'm gonna exit this trade by selling the September 17 half call and buying the September 18 call to fully close the trade, and I'll just focus on the trades for this week. Now let's take a look at the new trades for this upcoming week. So our first trade is the covered call on Petrobras, or Petro Brazil, symbol PBR, Paul Brian Richard. The stock finished the week trading for $10.87, and we're looking at selling the September 11 call against that stock and collecting 50 cents to sell it. So that's a total return of about 5.8% in the next 3 weeks. Now, Petro Brazil is the national oil company for Brazil. Petrobras and then the French oil company Total both announced a deal this week to buy stakes in a major oil project in the Atlantic. And the stock appears to have bounced off of support from last month. So hopefully this will be a winner. I also like this trade because the stock itself is so cheap that it doesn't take much capital to enter this trade for those of you with smaller accounts. So with a $10.87 stock price, 100 shares is simply $1,087. And of course, you'd be selling that September 11 call, collecting 50 cents or $50. So that makes a total price, before commissions of this trade of, $10.37. So I'm sorry, $10.37 a share or $1,037. So I like this trade as far as covered calls go, because with the stock being so low, it also means that you're most likely not going to lose that much money on the stock. I mean, a few weeks ago, we saw a stock move $10 in 1 week, $10 against us. I assure you, Petrobras is not going to zero in the next week, especially after all the turmoil they went through over the last few years with corruption and whatnot. This stock is on the uprise, and I like this trade. Now, we're looking at the credit spread next, looking at a credit spread on Hartford Financial Services Group, symbol HIG, Howard Isaac George. And the stock finished the week at $50.37. We're looking at selling the September 50.5, 51 call spread for 18 cents. Now, to enter this trade, you would sell the 50.5 call for 67 cents and then buy the 51 call for 49 cents. Our maximum loss in this, since it's a 50 cent spread, is 32 cents. And that's because we're collecting 18 cents. So 50 minus 18, of course, is 32 cents. Now, the Hartford Group just announced a 30 cents per share dividend, and the stock appears to have been on a downward slope since July. It got a small bounce from the announcement of the dividend. You know, investors always love a dividend. So they got a small bounce from that dividend this past week, but the shares appear to be heading lower again, and I'm totally expecting a continuation of that downward trend, hence me selling a call spread on this stock. And then our final trade for the week is going to be a debit spread on Cisco Systems. Cisco Systems symbol is CSCO, Charlie Sam Charlie Oscar. The stock finished the week at $47.77. And I'm looking at buying the September 47.5 call spread and paying 36 cents. That leaves me with a maximum gain of 14 cents, or roughly 38% on my money in 3 weeks, because this, of course, is a September trade. The way I'll enter this trade is by paying $1.24 for the September 47 call, and then I'll sell the September 47.5 call for 88 cents. Now, I just wanted to take a small moment to talk about these spreads. When you trade these spreads, I always enter the spread as a spread order, meaning both sides of the spread have to get executed for me to be full on my order. Now, you can leg into these trades, and that means doing one leg or one part of the spread and then the next. The problem is if you don't get, if your order doesn't get executed on one of the sides of the trade, then now you have a one option position that you may not have wanted. So if you're trying to trade a spread, make sure you enter them as a spread trade. Now back to Cisco stock. So Cisco's stock chart has had a nice trend up over the last month, and I don't have any reason to expect it to stop. I think this stock will either stay where it is or go higher over the next 3 weeks, giving us a nice opportunity to make a pretty good return, 38% in 3 weeks. So that's all I have for you for this week. Thank you so much again for taking the time to listen to this podcast and join me on my journey of trading options each week. If you have any questions, definitely feel free to email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. Again, that's eric@theweeklyoption.com. And that's it. So happy trading and have a happy Labor Day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.